Welcome to another episode of the Blemished Beauty Podcast. This podcast was designed with you in mind. If you're ready to erase the norm and embrace the truth, come pull up a chair, grab a journal, and tell a friend that your favorite Jersey girl is back with another episode. So let's get into it.
Hey, y'all. So welcome, everyone, to the first live roundtable discussion. Tonight, I have the pleasure of sitting down with four amazing men, and they have been gracious enough to make my vision come alive. So if you guys have been listening to my podcast, you know that I'm all about creating safe spaces, and I wanted to do something special right before season three launched, which is coming in June. Because this season, we're adding interviews and we're doing a couple of other new things. So June is all about Men's Health Month, and I decided to incorporate those two themes and do a men's roundtable discussion tonight. So I need all my ladies to chime in, bring your questions, because I'm going to take questions at the end, and I know these men are going to have some answers for you. So after this interlude, I will be bringing each of these men to the stage, Reverend James H. Glover III, Thomas Croft, Charlie Nice, and Mr. Thomas Barron. So we about to get into it, guys. Hope you're ready. All right, you guys. So first up, Reverend James H. Glover III.
I should have known I would be first. Hello, everyone. My name is Reverend James H. Glover III, CEO of Reverend James H. Glover III Ministries and CEO and founder of Reverend JHC3 Studios and host of many podcasts. And I'm just grateful to be on with my sister, Miss Siwa, and I'm excited.
All right, y'all. Next to the stage is Thomas Croft.
Yo, what up, dope? This is your boy Thomas, you know what I'm saying? The co-host of the Big Three Man Talk podcast, where we talk about anything and everything from a man's perspective. I'm here to go ahead and get this discussion going. I'm excited to be here. I'm ready to get this going. Thank you to Shira for having me on.
All right, guys. Now, this is a special one because this is my BFF, y'all. I'm excited. So next up to the stage is Mr. Thomas.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Thomas, I don't have no podcast. This is not my realm of comfort, but I'm here for my sister, for one of my favorite people in the entire world. I'm just honored to be here, and I'm excited to get this conversation going.
And last, but certainly not least, we have Charlie Nice.
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing? My name's Charlie Nice, you know, the rookie to this. New to this, you know, Shira, I appreciate you for having me on here. Fellas, you know, we got to come on here, speak our heart, you know. Let these other guys know that, you know, it's a safe space out here for them, you know. So let's get it on and cracking.
All right, you guys. So we adding the men to the stage now, and let's just get into it. The first question I have for you guys is, what does a safe space look like?
Anyone can take it? Okay. Well, well, for me, if you want to talk about creating a safe space, ladies, you need to be able to, you know, allow your man to have space to show. Cause like this, women always like to say, oh, you know, men don't never want to show emotions. So I'm like, well, why men, you know, don't want to, you know, basically show emotions? Like, y'all don't give us the space to do it, you know, because, you know, men always like to be held at a standard to, oh, well, you know, you're supposed to just take your L and just keep moving. You know, you strong, you should better just hold it. But it's not the case. We need to, you know, we have emotions too. We need to get that out. And, you know what I'm saying? And what better way to get out those emotions, you know what I'm saying, than to your significant other? And women, y'all need to be able to, you know, take the information that's given to y'all, you know what I'm saying, since a man is at his vulnerable state at that point, and, you know, and understand where he's coming from, and then don't throw that junk back in his face, you know what I'm saying, when y'all get mad, because that's going to make a man shut down. He's not even going to want to talk to you anymore. So thanks. That's my take on it.
Anybody can go. I'm not going to pick y'all. I'm just going to let y'all flow.
I guess I'll take next. For me, creating a safe space would be simply, as my boy Thomas said, allowing your man to have his emotions. Because in all honesty, let's keep it real, especially as African-American men, the world has made us believe that you are to go to work, come home, and that's it. You don't have no feelings. When we are beat down by the world on every hand that we turn to, we shouldn't have to be beat down by a woman when we come home. Now, I'm not saying accept anything and everything, but what I am saying is, instead of when your man comes home, instead of immediately nagging at him about what he didn't do, ask him, babe, how was your day today? Did anything happen today? Is there anything that you want to talk about today? What can I do to make your day a little bit better? And if it's a real man, what he's going to do is he's going to ask you, he's going to appreciate it. But then what he's going to do is it's going to make him want to reciprocate that same energy right back to you. He's going to go above and beyond to make sure that you're good. So that's what I believe creating the safe space is.
Okay, I'll go next. For me, the safe space is an area where you can authentically be yourself all the time. Not because, you know, 9 out of 10 times when you're at work, you got to be somebody else. You can't always be yourself at work because yourself might get you fired. Yourself might get you written up. Yourself might get you in trouble with your bosses. So sometimes you got to fake the funk for the employment place. But when you come home, you should be able to be you at all times without it being hung over your head. A space where you can talk to not just your spouse, but maybe you can talk to a friend. You can talk to other brothers. A safe space is somewhere where you can always be you and not have to worry about backlash or backbiting or backstabbing or somebody talking behind your back about you and not having to worry about, okay, well, this person might hear about what I just talked about, or you being labeled as weak. Because the last thing a man wants to be called is weak. You call me weak is almost fighting words to be called a weak man. So that's a safe space to me. Being able to show your weakness without being labeled as a weak man.
Yeah, I got music in my background. I guess these people, you know. But yeah, for me, creating a safe space, like what Thomas said, like for you to talk to somebody, or you know, go home, or you just go somewhere so you could just be peaceful. It's hard for men like us to find a safe space because we're being judged. You know, it's gossip and all that. We got to take all of that in. Nah, man, we just want to be calm. We want to be cool. We already got to go out there and have all this stuff on our back, like the world on our back. We need a safe space. We need somewhere we could just, you know, unwind, talk to somebody. We could, you know, let our feelings out, you know, but we don't have that, you know. So, you know, we create it. As I said, it could be in a house, or it could be somewhere, or we could just go somewhere and just be ourselves, open up, not be judged, you know? So, yeah.
So let me ask you guys, create a scenario for me. Like, so just in case the ladies don't know, you know, what providing a safe space looks like. Create a scenario. It doesn't have to be every one of y'all, but if every one of y'all want to create one, that's fine. Create a scenario where a man would need a safe space. I know you said, like, when you come home from work, you know, how we talk to you, that's very important. But what else can we do to create a safe space for you? And at what times do you feel like you need that safe space created?
Well, I mean, I was going to kind of use that same scenario as far as come home from work. Because, you know, we fight battles just like I can't remember which one of y'all said we fight battles all day, especially you talking about at work. And then we come home and the first thing a lot of women want to do is get up on our face and be like, oh, yeah, well, you know, guess what happened to me today. That's what I'm like, dude, we don't want to hear all that. We just being real. We don't want to hear that right now because it's a possibility we could have been like pissed off with, you know, with coworkers or supervisor being down our freaking necks all day and stuff. And we ain't got time to be, we just want to come home and unwind because, you know, the house is our, you know, it is our safe space. It's our getaway from the world. And we don't want to sit up here and be out there battling the world and then got to come home and battle with you too. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't, like, give us time to unwind. Give us time to chill out, you know, at least calm down from what happened from the day and, you know, let us do us for a little bit. And then more than likely we'll come to you and be like, hey, babe, I just had the worst day in the world. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let you know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Don't just come straight to, I mean, the kids. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't control that. You know, so the kids would probably come up to you, hey, daddy. Like, okay. Yeah. Go away. But, but as far as the women, like I say, y'all should understand, like, hey, let us unwind because it'll be the same way for y'all. Y'all come home from work, y'all probably pissed off. Y'all don't want us coming up in y'all face. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, babe, you know what I'm saying? Like, this and this happened, this happened. You're going to look at us like we freaking stupid. Like, look, I just came home. I just walked in the door. Lady, you can't let me just chill for a little bit? And so, yeah, that was like my main scenario. And also, just like I said, like I was saying earlier, when we're having a conversation, you know, just understand where we're coming from. You know what I'm saying? Especially if we're in an emotional state and we're in a vulnerable state and we're trying to, you know, let y'all in. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of women say, oh, men always shutting down. They don't want to talk. They don't want to tell us nothing. There's a reason for that, because y'all don't let us in. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't give us the opportunity to be able to express yourself because, you know, the world says, oh, the man shouldn't be expressing himself. So when we're having a conversation and I'm in my vulnerable state and I'm telling you something that's very important to me and, you know, and vulnerable, you know what I'm saying? Like, share that, you know what I'm saying, intimacy with us. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Allow us to be able to talk without you saying, oh, you quit being a bitch about it, you know, excuse my language, you know, or something like that, you know what I'm saying? Man up, like, come on now, you can't be saying stuff like that. And then, of course, whenever you get mad and we get in an argument, don't be trying to, like, oh, yeah, I remember when you said this. I'm like, you can't do that. So that's like two different scenarios right there.
Anybody else? Or was that general?
Just so much in the, like the other Thomas said, because I'm going to call him the other Thomas throughout this whole thing, because it's two of us. But in the heat of battle, sometimes things get heated. And I say it all the time, women go for the jugular. If it gets to the point where it's real hot, she will go for the jugular. And going for the jugular, 9 out of 10 times is pulling something out of that safe space and using it against you. I'm not saying all women do it, but a lot of women do it. And at that point, if you use what that man said in his safe space against him, he will never, ever talk to you ever again about anything that he's going through. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be his mama could have died a week ago and he's feeling some type of way about it. And he knows that you used something in the past against him. Never, ever, ever again will he ever speak to you about anything that's going on in his vulnerable state. He will never be vulnerable with you ever again. And the fact of this is what me and my wife tend to do, because when I come home from work, I work in customer service over the phone. So I get it all day, every day, regardless to I'm never coming home saying, oh, it was a great day. No, never, ever. So I get 15 minutes when I get in the house. I get 15 minutes to do what I need to do to relax my mind, to relax, because my kids, they don't care. I'm home. My daughter's 15. My son's 11. They could care less. Oh, dad's home. Cool. But I get 15 minutes to chill, relax. My dogs, those are the ones I can't control. My dogs, they want to come and they want to see me and all that. And that's fine. That's always great to be greeted at the door with some love. But after that 15 minutes, it's like, okay, how was your day? And I get to explain myself. And here's how you create the safe space. Just listen. Exactly what you ask from us. Just listen. 9 out of 10 times, your man ain't looking for a solution unless he asks you for one. Unless he says, hey, babe, what you think about, then he's asking you for a solution. But if he's telling you about his actual emotions and feelings, he doesn't want you to try to fix him. He just wants you to listen. And that's how you create a safe space. The same thing that you ask from us is the same thing we want from y'all. We just want you to listen. And then afterwards, if we really need a solution, I guarantee you we'll ask for one.
That's good, BFF.
Wow. I've just been in this situation. I was talking to this girl or whatever, and I asked her, like, yo, are you in my safe space? She told me no. I was like, oh, wow. So I know I can't talk to you about anything. I just want you to, I know you go out there in the world, you battle your battles. Yeah, I battle my battles too. When we see each other, yo, just dimmer down, calm down, come to my level real quick. Let me talk to you. I had a bad day, you know, such and such, such and such. But by you telling me no, oh, that means I gotta either look somewhere else, or whatever I'm saying to you or my feelings or whatever is not valid, which is crazy. Luckily, I got people like James and other people I could talk to. But all we're asking is, you know, like, almost like show some emotion. I know it's levels to conversations, like just come down to my level or just come to my level real quick. I ain't begging you. You know, just calm down with the tough guy act. I know you probably been through a lot or, you know, other things, you know what I mean? But, yo, just be soft for a minute because I'm being soft right now. You don't got to be hard all the time. Be my safe space real quick. Let me talk to you. That's all.
You know, I think for me, when I say creating this safe space, I look at it as when... It can go both ways with women and men. But since we're talking about the men right now, how a woman can create a safe space for us is, as my brothers have already said, when we talking, just listen. And what I mean by listen is actively listen. Don't listen to respond. Because a lot of times women are listening just to have a rebuttal of, no, that ain't what you said about 3 weeks ago. You said this, 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 and this. I don't care what I said 3 weeks ago. I'm telling you what is going on right now. You asking me how am I feeling? You asking me what is going on with me? Now, if you're not listening to me as I'm telling you what's going on with me, guess what? You can't be mad the next time I have a situation and I go somewhere else to find that safe space because you have obviously showed me that you could care less about what I'm going through.
Okay. Y'all definitely said
something else I want to add. Ladies, have y'all ever, you know what I'm saying, just took the time to ask your man, how are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Is your mentals good? You know, what can I do for you to make your day better? You know, I don't think a lot of ladies really think about that. You know what I'm saying? Because that right there, those three questions, and it should be a couple more. I can't think of them right now. But those three questions right there will make any man's day. You know what I'm saying? Like, she comes to you, like, you know, with a kind heart and just coming like, babe, how are you doing? You know what I'm saying? How you know what I'm saying? Is your mental okay? You know what I'm saying? Are you mentally, you know, you good? You know what I'm saying? Like, what can I do to make your day better? You know what I'm saying? Especially if she sees that he's having a bad day, because she can tell the expression on his face and she can tell his body language, like that he's, you know, there's something wrong with him. You know what I'm saying? Babe, what can I do for you to make your day better? To make things better. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course, she can't take the whole pain away like that, but there is things she can do to ease it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's her job as a woman, is to help ease the pain, not necessarily take it away, but help ease the pain. You know what I'm saying? Just make it better, you know? So that right there is a part of communication also between the man and the woman. But I mean, I'm just saying, just take the time to think about that, you know? Think about your man, you know what I'm saying? Like, how many times do you think about him, you know what I'm saying? And think about his health and welfare, you know what I'm saying? Like, instead of worrying about you and you, you know, what about him? That's what I wanted to add.
So now, guys, I have to ask, because this is one of the most redundantest things we hear as women, right? Be his peace. Does that also fall under that, or is there other components to what being his peace is? I want y'all to individually tell me, because it might be different. What does be his peace mean? Thomas, BFS smiling at me. I can't wait to hear this.
Okay. Well, number one, being his peace is part of that safe space, at least for me. But be his peace is it goes hand in hand with be her peace. There's never a time where a man should, one, open his eyes, two, walk in the house to vitriol. The worst thing you could do is wake somebody up with drama. First of all, don't wake me up at all, unless I really need to be doing something. And two, don't let me come home from either work or being out, you know, having a good time, and I come home and I have to come home to either nagging or, hey, you didn't do, like, come on, bro. Like, I literally just turned the lock on the door and you're already starting with me. That's just, for lack of a better term, you're already starting some nonsense when I just got here. Like, can I get a minute to breathe? Can I have a second to get myself together? Or even so, if you know for a fact that I've had a hard time, or I'm grieving, or I'm upset, or I'm depressed, or I'm in an anxious state, that is not the time to start a discussion about something you know is a problem. Timing is always important. And it goes both ways, even though I know we're talking about the men right now, but it goes both ways. If you know your significant other is having a hard time with something, now is not the time to start a discussion about something we need to fix. We know we need to fix it, but give me a minute. Give me a day or two. The problem ain't going nowhere. The problem is not going to leave just because, you know, I got over it. But give me a minute to say, hey, all right, now we can talk. Now we can discuss what we need to discuss. Being a man's peace is literally just not piling on top of what already is there. We fight battles day in and day out, especially us black men. We fighting all the time. We are on guard all the time. Half of us have moments of paranoia for nothing just because we're black men. So don't add on top of that when you know it's just going to make us worse. That's it. I'm done.
Who up next?
He dropped the mic on that one. I mean, me, kind of different. Maybe I'll give you a text or a call. Hey, babe. You know what I mean? Like, I had kind of a bad day. I'm looking for your response to see what are you going to say. If you don't say anything, I'm going to be like, oh, I guess I'm going home tomorrow, BS. If you reply, then okay, then all right, cool, let's get it started. When I get home, you could just rub me on my back and tell me everything is okay. Or dinner cooked already, you know what I mean? So you just go relax and chill. If you reciprocate the same thing, I'm going to do the same thing to you too. We in this. We players. We doing this. We moving up. We not moving down. So reciprocate. Conversate. Let's bond. Let's do something. You know what I mean? Like, let's connect on that level. Don't be my headache. Be my Tylenol or my Excedrin. Be my blunt. You know what I mean? Like, just be my, be, how can I say it? Like, just be my health, man. Just make me be okay. You know what I mean? Because I'm going to make sure you are right at the end of the day. And that's all I got to say about that, too.
Go ahead, Thomas. Go.
I was just going to say, just it all starts with communication, being mature, having mature communication, and being able to let something slide. Okay? Because I know a lot of women, you know, have a hard trouble letting things slide. Like what the other Thomas was saying about, no, didn't I tell you to take out the garbage, or didn't I tell you to do it? Let something slide. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like we heard you. You know what I'm saying? We heard you. We will get to it. You know, learn how to communicate. You know, it goes back to what I was saying on another show. That men and women need to understand, like the way for a man and woman can really communicate is they understand each other. And men and women don't understand each other. They got to know how to talk to each other. A man needs to know how to talk to a woman. A woman needs to know how to talk to a man. That's the only way they're going to be able to understand each other. And all that toxicity, you know, and it needs to go, because that's disturbing the peace between both of us. You know what I'm saying? Not just the man, but it's disturbing your peace too, because you got to sit up here and keep, you know, shouting to your freaking lungs, oh, this and then, like you disturbing your own peace. You know, like if you want the man to be your peace, then create that peace. You know what I'm saying? He needs to create that peace for you. You need to create that for him. You know what I'm saying? A relationship is a team, which means we need to work together as a team to get the, you know, to make everything go right, fix problems, you know, and make stuff work, make decisions, make stuff work. If we're at war all the time, what solution is going to come about for any problems that come about? And then all you're going to be doing is creating unnecessary problems that we truly don't need. You know what I'm saying? So learn how to let things slide sometimes. You know, like I said, especially if you know your man, okay, and you know what I'm saying, a part of getting to knowing your man is actually knowing them, you know what I'm saying, before you just get into a relationship with him. You know what I'm saying? So if you know how he is, you know, when he's happy, he's sad, he's scared, he's nervous, or whatever the case may be, if you know this and you can tell it in his body language and in his face, okay, I'm going to go ahead and just not bother him right now with this matter, because I know he's kind of going through something. Maybe I should just go and ask him what's going on, you know what I'm saying, so he can vent to me, you know what I'm saying, and let him know I'm listening, I'm here to help. You know, that's all we can really ask for as far as like being our peace. You know what I'm saying? It's a value that a woman brings to a man's life. You know, being his peace, creating that safe space for him. That is part of a value. So if a man asks you, what value do you bring to my life? That should be one. If this is the, if you are that type of woman, you know what I'm saying? That should be one of the things you said. Like, yeah, I will make sure that, you know, I communicate well with you. You know, I'll, you know, I'm not going to just bring, you know, any type of havoc to you that, you know what I'm saying, that you probably already went through already. You know, I'll be able to communicate with you. You know, all that stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what adds value. And a lot of women don't think about stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they want the man to do all this for them, but you're not reciprocating. So if for the man that wants, you know, peace, which all of us do, that is ways to do it. You know, don't just let some things, you just got to let slide. Don't bring unnecessary problems, you know, into the relationship. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all going to be having problems anyway, but it shouldn't be unnecessary. Just stuff that just come out the blue just because you created it. You know what I'm saying? Either you or the man created it. Like, don't create problems. You know, you know what I'm saying? Problems going to arise regardless, but don't create them unnecessarily. So that's my take.
My thing is, when a man is saying be his peace, he's asking you to be his teammate. Let me break it down into a sports reference. If you look at any team that has won, any sports team that has ever won, they've always had a star player, they had somebody that was a two player, and then they had other people on the bench or on the court that knew their roles. Now, if that two player is trying to play as a star player and is overriding what the star player is trying to do, or if they're trying to act as the coach in a situation when they really need to just sit back and let the coach do his job, then there's going to be chaos in it. And who really wants to deal with a bunch of chaos? Now, when a man says be his peace and not his headache, he is not saying accept him cheating on you. He is not saying accept him putting his hands on you. He's not saying accept him doing all of these different things, because that ain't a man, that's a little boy. But a grown man, when he says be my peace and not my headache, he is saying, look, baby, I'm dealing with the world thinking that I'm a threat just because I'm a man. I'm dealing with my job not treating me fairly and not paying me the wage that I really truly deserve. I'm getting yelled at by people on a daily basis. When I come home, I want peace. The one place that a man or a woman ought to come and receive peace is in their own house. If they cannot receive peace in their own house, guess what's going to happen? They're going to leave. Because if I'm not getting peace in my house, why am I here? That's when the question gets asked, what are you bringing to the table? Because if all you bringing is a cute face, a smile, and all of that, I can find that anywhere. But are you bringing peace? Are you bringing joy? Are you bringing happiness? Are you bringing ideas to the table to help us grow and get to the level that we need to get to?
Okay, so really quickly, Thomas, I think this is for you. Kay wants to know, can you elaborate what one should let slide?
Anything, like anything that will bring like unnecessary problems, like with the other time I was saying about taking out the trash or something like that, you know, like let it slide. Okay, like we especially. Now, if the dude is at the house and he ain't pretty much did much all day, you know what I'm saying? Okay. You know what I'm saying? You ask him, hey, babe, can you take the garbage out? And he'd be like, yeah, I got it, whatever, and don't do it. Okay. But I'm talking about, like, if you know he's, like, working, you know, or you know he's handling business, you know, and he's taking care of you and his and you know and the family if he has if y'all have a family, you know, he's doing his job. He's doing what a man's supposed to do. You know, he's leading. Don't bring unnecessary like just unnecessary bull crap to, you know, saying to the relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you asked him to take out the garbage. He said he got it, but you know he's you know he's busy doing something that's helping y'all, and he just forgot. You know what I'm saying? Let it slide. Don't come back to him like didn't I tell you to take out? Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that. Oh hell, just take it out yourself. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, why does that have to be an argument? Why does that even have to be a discussion? Stuff like that, it's just like little simple stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? It just causes unnecessary friction in a relationship. And my thoughts on unnecessary friction on that stuff, like when couples do go through unnecessary, you know what I'm saying, problems, is because they're tired of each other. And I'm gonna elaborate a little more on that. What I mean by that is, you know how you got a friend, let's say, you know, me and James, like we the best of friends, you know what I'm saying? I love that dude like a brother. That's my brother, you know what I'm saying? But if I see him every single day, like he just comes over my crib every single day, after a while, I'm like, bro, you got a house, go home. Like, I love you, but bro, go home. That's kind of how it is when a couple living together. So when all these unnecessary, you know, crap just start happening, like your woman come out of nowhere and just starting problems, or you even come out of somewhere and just starting problems with her, and it's unnecessary, it's because y'all tired of seeing each other. You know what I'm saying? I feel like y'all just need some space, you know? And because you notice when y'all do have space from each other, and then after a while, when y'all come back, everything goes back to how it was when y'all first met. You know what I'm saying? Everything is gravy. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, like, the whole thing is just what I mean by letting stuff slide. Like, it's just if you know for a fact it's unnecessary, let it slide. Like, don't get at him over petty stuff. Over stuff that you know is petty. And a lot of these women know some of the stuff they be getting on men on is petty. They just like doing that. You know what I'm saying? Because they just love that toxic energy. They got to have their, you know, their toxicity in, you know what I'm saying, for some strange reason. But if you know it's petty, you know what I'm saying, let it go. You know, so we both got to be mature adults here, all right? You know what I'm saying? Doing stuff like that, just starting stuff out of blue like that, is childish. So that's I hope that actually, you know, cleared it up a little bit for her.
Yeah, she said interesting. Thanks for the clarification. So right now, if there's anybody in the comment section who wants to ask questions, I'm going to give you that time to put them in the chat. And while they're doing that, I want each one of you, this is the last question, I want each one of you to just take a moment to speak from the heart, talk to the men, and then speak from the heart and talk to the women. So I'm going to do it one by one based off of who I see down here. And the first person up is going to be James, then Thomas, then Charlie, and then we're going to BFF going to be the last one. All right, so...
I knew she was going to pick on me first, but to the men, look, fellas, look, I know that it gets hard out here. I know that it feels like nobody is really rocking with you the way that you need them to. I know it seems like you're trying everything that you can and that everything that you do is going unnoticed, but just give it time, fellas, give it time. And do not subscribe to the 80-20 rule, meaning do not leave your 80% that is perfect for that little 20% that you're missing out on. Because then when you get that 20%, you're going to miss that 80% that you had at home. To the women, let me just keep it real with you all. We definitely need you. We definitely need you. However, we need you to understand that there are times where, as men, we go through our stuff. And we don't need you to always put 100 on 10, as they say. But sometimes we just need you to listen and not automatically come with a response. So that would be my remarks.
My bad. I was muted. Anyway, for me, to the fellas, I would say that I really need y'all to step up and be men. Nowadays, men ain't men no more because they haven't been taught. We need to step up and do and be men. Be what men are supposed to be. We're leaders. We are the educators. You know what I'm saying? We do nurture, but we nurture on our, you know, on our own terms, our own way. You know what I'm saying? But we are the head, you know, as well as we provide and protect and all that stuff. But we really do need to understand what it is to lead. You know what I'm saying? We need to understand what is leadership. You know, leadership is influence. You know, it's not control, it's influence. And the way to get that influence is to be on your stuff and handle your business as a man. And so if you're handling your business as a man and you know, you're making the decisions, you're doing what you're doing, and your woman trusts your judgment because she knows that you know what you're doing, that's how she's going to submit. Because I know there's a lot of men, oh, I want my woman to submit to me. Well, you have to give her something to submit to. Because if you don't give her nothing to submit to, she's not going to submit. If she can't trust your judgment, you know, she ain't going to listen to you. She's not going to be influenced by you. So I really do need y'all to step up and actually be men. You know, to the women, just like what James said, we do need you. We need each other. And my thing is, I need women to truly understand what it is to be a woman. You know, how to be a woman. Because there's too many women out there that, you know, they trying to be men. But see, that's how they was taught. You know, all this independence is frying their brain cells on thinking, oh yeah, well, I need to take control. Because it's not, like I said, being a leader is not about control, it's about influence. And we need y'all to learn how to be women. You know, be a part of being women, you know, women are the nurturers, they are the helpers. When God created y'all, they created y'all to help the man, you know, not to lead the man, not to make decisions for the man or all this. No, you were created to help the man. So if he's falling on hard times, you there to have his back. You are his backbone. So step back, let this man be a leader. Let him do what he need to do. And if he is falling off, you need to be there to help him get back on track. You know, if you need to take over for a little bit until he get back on his feet, that's what you're supposed to do, because that's what you do. That's your job, to help. So ladies, please really understand what it is to be a woman, because women ain't women no more. And we need y'all to get back to that. And that's my take.
Fellas, I know we took a back seat because the females is doing all the work. Nah, we got to get back in the front because we the leaders. We the ones, you know, we got children. We got to show them, especially boys, because I see a lot of boys out here. They on the corners. They ain't got no guidance. We got to guide these young fellas to be grown men that's working. And if you home ain't doing nothing, then what are you showing them? Showing them to be lazy. Then that's how you're going to lose your lady. Fellas, I need y'all to speak up, you know? Closed mouths don't get fed. So y'all got to speak up and do what y'all got to do. Y'all going to be lost in this world. So y'all got to get up, stop being on the floor, unless you like being on the floor. Nobody likes being on the floor. You're going to get walked on. We strong. Don't forget that, you know? We the household. We hold everything on our back. We going to need that lady to, you know, ease everything. So I'm going to need y'all fellas to sometimes tap in with your feelings, tap in, you know, with your emotions. Let it be known. Don't let it ball up inside. To the ladies, patience is a virtue. Give us time, you know, stop rushing. Stop being so snappy. We understand y'all like things done, you know, quickly. You know what I mean? Like, yo, calm down, relax. It's going to get done. If you know the type of person that I am, then you know it's going to get done. If not, then I need you to rewind and come again and we could, you know, sit at that table and see what we have to offer for each other. Females, yeah, that's all I want y'all to do. Be patient with us. Understand us. If you forgot what type of person I am, yo, just ask me. If that's the case, I'll rewind and tell you the person that I am. But I'm only going to do it once. Because I picked you and you picked me. So on that note, ladies, you know, be gentle, you know. Fall back into that feminine stage. Because we guys, you know, we coming back. We going, you know, make sure everything is all right. And that's all I got to say about that.
Fellas, like Thomas said, we got to get back to being men. We don't like to grow up. We like to stay young. But if your mind stays young, so will everything else. It's time to put away childish things and really be men. But also, brothers, we got to hold each other up. We can't allow our women to be the ones holding us up. When we go out to battle and we step on the war field, it's all men there. There are no women there with us. So we got to learn how to hold each other up. Because if you're not holding your brother up, then the dominoes are going to fall. And we're all going to fall side by side. So instead of falling side by side, let's hold each other up. Let's make the mighty fist and let's go to war. Let's stop gossiping like women. Let's stop talking about things like, you know, like messy women. Let's get back to raising our kids, teaching our sons how to be men, teaching our daughters how she is to be loved, and showing our wives and our women that we truly do love them. We're not just here to protect and provide, but we're also here to provide love for them. To the ladies, I'm going to go a different route and say, I'm sorry that we put y'all in the situation where y'all feel y'all had to be us. This is coming from the baby of four raised by a single woman. I'm sorry that we weren't men enough to be the men in your household, that you had to be man and woman for a lot of us. That you had to feel like you needed to be the one that was in control. And the one that's raising our babies by yourselves. But these times is different now. We're getting back to the point where we're in the household. It's a very, very common misconception that black men ain't in the household. The numbers say different. But ladies, let me give you one. One little tidbit of advice. Stop using the phrase when you get a chance. Because we as men, we know you mean right now, but that's not what you said. Let's get our communication to a level where we can speak to each other on an even playing field. And if we need something at that moment, say, I need it right now. Let's stop playing communication games with each other. And let's start speaking like real adults. And let's communicate our actual feelings together. Men, let's learn how to speak our feelings. Women, learn to how to accept his feelings without feeling that you need to fix him. And that's what I have to say.
All right, you guys. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring the men back to the stage so they can tell you where to find them and all that good stuff. And I just want to thank each and every one of you for coming on here and really trying to make my vision come to life. I appreciate you guys. I know it's probably a pain, but who cares? But I appreciate you guys. And I think this was so needed because men need a safe space, just like women need a safe space. And women need to know how to provide that safe space as well. And you guys aren't just doing this for the women and the men. You are also doing this for the young men and the young women as well as they're growing. So I appreciate you guys. And it's going to go in the order that's on my screen. I don't know if you guys see the same order. So James, you're going to go first because you got the most. Then Thomas, then BFF, and then we're going to end it off with Charlie.
All right, so I'm going to start it off with thank you once again to Sarah for having us on here. She is a boss, and she is really doing amazing, and I'm grateful that I was able to come on here and help make your vision come to life. For me, if you want to follow me, go over to Reverend JC3 Studios, which is on Facebook. All of the podcasts that I do are on that station. I'm not going to give you all the podcasts. If you want to see them, just go over there and you'll find everything in a one-stop shop. Because if I start naming them, you're going to be like, this is too much. So I made it easy for you. Just go over to Reverend JC3 Studios and you will find everything that we have going on right over there. So thank y'all.
Yo, what up? Like I said, I'm going to do the same thing. You know, I like to thank Shira for allowing me to come on here and, you know, and speak my piece, you know, about this, you know, about this topic. It was truly a great experience. I actually enjoyed doing stuff like this. For the people out there, if y'all want to follow me, I mean, you can kind of see a little bit in the background. I'm kind of covering up, but you want to follow me on Facebook. It's Thomas the Realist Croft. So you can see the Realist Croft back there. So you know how to spell it. I got an IG. It's at West Warren 83, WESTWARREN 83. I don't know if anybody really got Snapchat, but I do have a Snapchat. It's the same thing at West Warren 83. Like I have in my name at the bottom, I am the co-host of the Big Three Man Talk podcast. If you want to go check out our information, check out our content that we have on there and check us out. Our Facebook page is Big Three Man Talk Podcast, exactly how it's spelled right there in the name. Our IG is at Big Three Man Talk Podcast all together. And then we have a YouTube channel that we just launched not too long ago. It's the same at Big Three Man Talk Podcast. You can go in there and check us out, check out our content, check out our shows and, you know, like and subscribe. Follow us on the pages.
I'm just me. Don't try to find me on Facebook. You won't. It's a million Thomas Barons on there. You will not find me. It has been tried before. If you want to follow me on IG, it is Tommy Guns 920, TOMMYGUNZ 920. That's where I'm at most of the time anyway. I'm really not on Facebook as it is. Hit me up if you want. Follow me if you want. I talk back. So, yeah, that's it. That's me.
And I'm new to this, as I said, you know, just like Thomas, I ain't got nothing. But James, I'm a student, so you might as well say you can find me at JHG3 Studios.
Yep. He's one of the podcasts over there. So yep, y'all can find him over there.
Or you can find me on IG product of 718. Thank you.
All right, you guys. So as always, I want you guys to remember that you are graced and gifted for a time such as this. You have purpose in this world and you have been created to do great and amazing things. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And as always, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode and don't forget to leave a review. You can follow Shira on all major platforms and on YouTube at ShiraRenee510. Until next time, spread love, show grace, and shine bright.